Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you'll need. You can get the paper as a PDF in your email or as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Get a hold of us. Let us know what we can do for you. You can find, of course, our website, our Facebook page, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring. Go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and become a follower of the podcast. All right, today I'm continuing reading articles from the May-June 2023 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. This is the final edition that is dealing with Reformed theology and Calvinism, and I'm reading the second article from this edition, written by my friend Tony Brewer in New Brunswick, Canada, and the article is entitled Prayer and Theological Determinism. Anytime theology is debated between a Christian and a Reformed theologist slash Calvinist, the same two accusations fly toward the Christian. You do not know our position, and or you are unloving. I am here to tell you that I do know the theology, and I am not dignifying the other with a response. The former of the two accusations is not unfounded. Reformed theology and Calvinism is convoluted and difficult to comprehend. As I study it, I keep swinging back to the realization that I am just too simple-minded to be able to adhere to such a convoluted system of theology. It is not out of ignorance that I eschew Reformed theology and Calvinism, but from understanding much more of it than I desire. I have never been more grateful for the simple way God's Word is written than I am now after having studied for this article about how prayer works with theological determinism. Spoiler alert, it doesn't. What is theological determinism? Theological determinism is the view that God determines every event that occurs in the history of the world. Theological determinism is built from the idea of determinism. Sam Harris, modern-day neuroscientist-turned-philosopher, wrote a book about free will in which he cited determinism and the reason you and I have no free will. His book has been summarized thusly, quote, "We do not have the freedom and free will that we think we do. Yes, you can make conscious choices, but everything that makes up those conscious choices, your thoughts, your wants, your desires, is determined by prior causes outside of your control. Just because you can do what you want does not mean you have free will, because you are not choosing what you want in the first place." End quote. I hope we can begin to see how theological determinism developed from an adaptation of this atheistic method of conceptualizing our reality. Determinism makes humans nothing more than mindless, biological automatons bound by algorithmic programming. In the same way, theological determinism makes humans nothing more than spiritual automatons slave to a different algorithm. In both instances, we are nothing more than ultra-advanced artificial intelligence programs. Prayer and theological determinism. For the sake of this article, I ask that you assume two things. One, God has one will broken down into two parts. He has a revealed will, His Word, that He will not alter, and a tangential will that He is willing to alter. Two, prayer is how we have access to God and petition Him to alter His tangential will. As Christians, we are told to pray for man and the government. I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. Notice that there is a purpose for that prayer, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I humbly propose that since we are told to pray and that prayer serves a purpose, then the idea of theological determinism fails. God could, in fact, command us to pray, and the following of that command would serve no other purpose but our obedience to Him. However, that is not what is shown in 1 Timothy. Our prayers have a purpose beyond mere obedience. The exhortation to pray is given, for what we are to pray is given, and the purpose and effect of our prayer is given. Evidently, then, God has not set in stone every event that occurs in the history of the world because of the purpose of prayer. We have an option here. Choose to pray as we ought, for whom, and what we ought, and we can expect quiet and peaceable lives and all godliness and honesty. Or not pray as we ought, and we can expect to experience the converse. If all is predetermined, then our prayers would serve no purpose. Again, theological determinism falls on its face. Can we find an example in Scripture where prayer was used to influence God's tangential will? I think we can. We all remember the account of Peter using the keys to the kingdom to open the door thereof to the Gentiles. Cornelius had been praying to God. Of the prayers of Cornelius it was said, "Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God." Acts 10:31. One might well say, God had already predetermined to use Cornelius for this purpose, regardless of his prayers. I do not think that this is the case, as the word heard was used. Joseph Thayer defines the term translated heard as to listen to, assent to a request, to be heard, or to have a request granted. Now, Thayer is not the only one who defines the term in this way. Every lexicon I looked at gave me the same consideration to that term. It is evident that God's revealed will was to reconcile the Jews and Gentiles in one, Ephesians 2, 11-17. What is not evident in God's revealed will is who He would use to break the ice, as it were. I am convinced that God's tangential will was affected by the prayers of Cornelius. If Cornelius's being used was predetermined, then his prayer was impotent. Theological determinism falls on its face. There is no doubt that God is sovereign. He is the ruler of all and is the final decider in all things. There are some things that are predetermined from the foundation of the world. That being said, evidently, He loves us enough to grant us access to Him and gives us a mechanism whereby we can affect His tangential will. There is no way in heaven or earth this could be the case if theological determinism were true. As has been said, if it is the case that theological determinism is correct, then we are simply overly complicated artificial intelligent programs reacting in a predetermined way to a spiritual algorithm. God forbid. I love my God and I am thankful to Him for everything, especially the things I have witnessed Him do for me and mine in our lives and lately, ministry. Do not fall prey to the foolish machinations of overly complex, highfalutin theologies. Stick with the simple Word of God. All right, so that is the end of that article. And if there were one sentence or one line that I would pull from this article that really makes the strongest point, is this one right here. If all is predetermined, then our prayers would serve no purpose. And you know, so we've done this, again, over a year, 7 editions of the paper on Reformed Theology and Calvinism. And to me, at the root of all of this teaching, of this entire system of belief, is the sovereignty of God. And as I discussed briefly in the last podcast, to a Reformed theologian and Calvinist, to say that God is sovereign means that God has predetermined everything that will ever happen. And that's just not the definition of sovereign. That's not what that word means. To be sovereign means that you are the supreme authority. Well, you can have supreme authority in government, but the subjects of that government still have free will. And so, again, it's a term that's used that has a definition that that Reformed theologians and Calvinists have essentially made up. They make a word mean what it really doesn't mean. And that's the thing, when you get off into false doctrine, you open the door for other things to be false as well, like rules of grammar, for instance, saying that you're saved by faith alone, by grace alone through faith alone. Well, I've written on that. If it's by grace alone, it cannot be by faith alone. And if it's by faith alone, it cannot be by grace alone. Those two are, that's self-contradictory. If it's by one thing alone, it cannot be by another thing alone. And so that's what this twisted and, as Tony used the word, convoluted doctrine of Reformed theology and Calvinism does. It is so convoluted. It is so twisted. And then you get to the simplicity of Scripture. And I always think of James 5:16 in relation to this particular article, Prayer and Theological Determinism, the effective and fervent prayers of a righteous man accomplishes much. Well, here's the thing. If God has predetermined everything that will ever happen, it doesn't matter how righteous you are or how often you pray, God has already predetermined what will happen. There is no free will in the realm of theological determinism, in the doctrines of Reformed theology and Calvinism, and they'll argue with you. I've had these face-to-face discussions with these guys. They will argue with you. Yes, there is free will. And you ask the question, okay, if there is free will, if that is the case, then how is everything already predetermined? It's already laid out as to how it will and how it and when it will happen. And they'll say something, well, that's the sovereignty of God. That's what it always goes back to. And that's a pathetic answer. Well, that's a non-answer is what that is. All right, so I think Tony did a good job. I appreciate his contributing this article. Once again, Prayer and Theological Determinism from the May-June 2023 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. Appreciate you tuning in today. Again, if you'd like the paper, let us know. Send us an email to this address, mscoc251@gmail.com. Our phone number, email address, all that stuff is on our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Check out our Facebook page, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring. Also check out the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast Facebook page. And as I said earlier, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and become a follower. All right. Thank you for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.